Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Now then. So we've done a lot of Alexi Mac-Allister praise in recent weeks because he's been absolutely outstanding. And I wouldn't like to sit here and say we're not going to do it again, but we literally have to, because we ummed and ahed before going live with some of these shows about not how can we avoid doing it, but is there another option? Unfortunately, there's no other option. We have to speak about Alexi Mac-Allister in glowing terms once again, because he was simply majestic once again. Not only does he get the goal, of course, and the goal is something to behold in itself. It's a wonderful, wonderful strike. But his all-round game, like, he wins the ball back, he's a terrier, he's so, so intelligent, he's always there picking up second balls, and so he's often picking up first balls from clearances and stuff like that. But what a performance. Back into the sixth night, of course, nominally, he played a lot more advanced than that for large parts because of the way we dictated terms and stuff like that. But, John, I mean, this lad right now, I don't know whether this is just him as a footballer, I mean, he's just an incredibly gifted footballer, it kind of feels like that, but in terms of form, there's nobody better out there, I don't think.
I mean, what a 12 months, you know, tears it up at Brighton, sets it on fire, big move, obviously, to us, wins the World Cup, you know. I thought he was electric. He's, even before you get into the game itself, obviously, you know, moves from eighth into the sixth, yeah. Makes it look easy, you know what I mean? And not only in terms of, like, just doing the basics, but, like, start and play, getting back in terms of, like, breaking stuff up, getting forward in terms of, you know, to the area and stuff, trying to make goals and pick up second balls. He was our best player first half, I think, as well. I think the commentary sort of mentioned it, you know, at some point during the first half, but he seemed to be the only one for me a lot of time who had the urgency. You know, yeah. He wanted to press, and in a lot of ways, actually, weirdly, given, I guess, the Brighton link, he sort of reminded me of Lallana and sort of Klopp's early teams. He was, like, the one leading the press, even though he was playing at six, which was weird. But yeah, what more can you say about him? He's great, you know, he's the complete midfielder. He's great in the tackle. He's brilliant at sort of cutting off their passing lanes, yeah, and sort of getting the ball back. You know, he's good on the ball. His passing range is sensational. And then obviously he goes and does that.
You know what I mean? What a hit. Like, honest to God, like, it is unstoppable. It truly is. And, you know, you said it there, he's a complete midfielder. He's all action. He offers absolutely everything. In terms of numbers, actually, on tonight, obviously, he hits the woodwork as well with that free kick. Little deflection on its way. It might have gone in without deflection, to be honest with you. But in terms of numbers, 77 out of 87 complete passes. Two key passes in amongst that as well. 4 out of 4 accurate long balls. Obviously, the one shot on target, which hit the back of the net, of course. That hit the woodwork, as I mentioned. Wins 4 out of 7 ground duels. Wins 2 out of 3 aerial duels. Like, it's incredible numbers wise once again. 4 tackles, 2 interceptions, like, it is a complete midfield performance. He's just phenomenal. And while Liverpool, you know, may not have been firing all cylinders at all times in recent weeks, and had loads and loads of key players missing, people occasionally dropping like flies in the round of midfield, he's been a constant, and he's made us tick. He's been instrumental to absolutely everything that we do, whether it be attacking or defensively. Just sensational. And he's quickly becoming, you know, one of the most important players in this team, and he's quickly making himself really, you know, one of the first names on the team sheet. And when it comes to the end of the season, we talk about honours. I noticed today actually got nominated for Player of the Month for March. When it comes to sort of the honours latter end of the season, he's forced himself into the conversation for Liverpool's Player of the Season, Premier League Player of the Season, albeit it's not an actual thing, signing of the season. Like, he's in amongst all of this.
He has to be. I mean, I don't see how he couldn't be, you know, given sort of what he's done, the fee, etc. I mean, people, people used to talk about him, I think, at Brighton a fair bit, but not like, I guess, to the level, obviously, we appreciate him maybe now. But,
yeah.
But you know, it's weird how, like, it's not just that he's been good, obviously, throughout the season, because he has, but like how his role's evolved throughout the season. You know, we sort of, you know, when he first came in, we sort of thought maybe he might be a bit sort of 10-8-ish, and then you've seen him drop further back, you've seen him go further forward again. He's just a fantastic player. I mean, you know, for years, I think it's been the only conversation, I guess, around sort of midfield in this country has been about Kevin De Bruyne. And I think, you know, someone said it a few weeks ago, who I was speaking with, said, you know, you've got to put McAllister in that at the minute. And I was a bit like, yeah. And then over the last few weeks, you see the performances and you think, well, I don't see how you can't. He's just dominating games from midfield. He's dictating play, he's scoring goals. You know, he's you know, as you said there, sort of the recoveries and the interceptions is all part of his game. It's not as if he lets other people do his running for him, if
doesn't
you like.
Jerk a thing.
It's the opposite. You know, he's the one setting stuff up for other people. So he's just a sensational player. And I just think, you know, if he's not in some way in like the team of the season, then something's gone wrong.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he sets the tone. He's very much the heartbeat to the Liverpool side right now, and that translates into man the match, because I asked our Discord as ever, and it's been a resounding Alexis McAllister whitewash, more or less. How do you, David? Says, my good sir, it's Macca and no one else. Thank you for your time. John P. Macca, Science Macca, Paul Stockle Mackle, Mike says, you really need to ask. Ashley Frith says, Macca and Cole Palmer. Nice. Mr. Prashmacher, it's a lot of different variants of Alexis McAllister, all in different ways. Yeah, just absolutely phenomenal, like genuinely phenomenal. And again, I don't want to say I don't know where we'd be without him, because that feels like a stretch, because we've got so many wonderful footballers and so many incredible lads that have stepped up to the plate time and time again. But there's definitely a piece of me at the moment, especially when you consider what Toro Endo was missing tonight and stuff like that. And once again, McAllister steps up to the plate and delivers in such a big, big way, performance-wise. There is a little bit of me thinking, God, if it wasn't for the last six weeks of McAllister, we would really be struggling. Obviously, he gets the assist at Nottingham Forest. So there's big moments he's stepping up in as well. And obviously, his goal and all-round display tonight are just absolutely remarkable.